Last week, the Senate Finance Committee that I serve on passed the agreement out of the Finance Committee, but six other committees have to act. They will be through, I think, today or maybe tomorrow at the latest, and then it'll be available for floor action. So my hope is, my expectation is that by tomorrow afternoon, we will pass the USMCA out of the Senate and send it on to the President for his signature. This trade agreement, obviously, is a successor to NAFTA, is very important to Texas, not just to the agriculture sector, but to the manufacturing sector as well, and also to consumers. We'll be able to continue to get access to products that don't carry additional burdens of tariffs as between Mexico and Canada.
And again, you don't expect any glitches with the USMCA getting through the remaining committees?
I do not. I do not. I think it's really the way the process works, and it's kind of strange, is that they can't actually change it, but they do have to consider it and vote it out.
On USMCA, is you said it's good, not great. Are you still in that same thinking, or and why?
Well, I think they're... part of my objection is the fact that the administration negotiated with the House and sent it over to the Senate as a fait accompli, and made a number of concessions to the union folks like Mr. Trumka and others, forcing Mexican businesses to raise their wages to be more on parity with U.S. wages. So I just think some of that was just a little bit of overreach. But on balance, I think obviously trade with Mexico and Canada is a good thing. About 13 million jobs are supported in the United States by NAFTA, and I would expect that to improve under the USMCA. So I think it's a I'm glad to support it, but I do have concerns about the precedent, the way this was handled relative to the Senate, how that might be repeated in future trade agreements. And I think the Senate needs to be engaged as a full partner with the House when we approve them or disapprove them.